You know, how many decisions do we make in our life based on money? And Melanie and I have had this discussion about what is money? Where did money come from? Money is a man-made thing. You know, God didn't make money. God makes islands, you know? Man makes container ports. And when you think about it, would anybody be putting a container port on Sears Island if there wasn't money involved? I don't think so. So I just got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about what if we, you know, what would God's currency be? I mean, I think it would be kindness. I think it would be love. And I think that those are things that, you know, maybe we need to think a little bit more about when we're making our decisions. I know that Neil, it was like right after his heart attack, you know, we'd get these bills that would come in, and he'd say, "Oh my God, look at this, $40,000 for anesthesia. Can you believe that?" And I said, "Well, you know what, honey? Next time when you go on the table and they get ready to crack you open like a lobster, you just say, 'Hey, no, hold that anesthesia, I'm going to save some money,' and you just do it without the anesthesia next time." Suddenly, you know, it seemed like a bargain. You know, that's, well, that's pretty cheap. That's not bad. Liking that anesthesia thing. I would like to do another song for you called "Furthest One from the Sun." And it's a song that I wrote with Gareth. If any of you, I don't know, some of you might be grandparents, some of your parents, and you may have seen the little book called "Little Nut Brown Hair." But if you haven't, it's like little nut brown hair and big nut brown hair. Little nut brown hair is saying, "I love you this much," and he stretches his arms out. But then big nut brown hair says, "Boy, I love you this much," and he stretches his arms out. And little nut brown hair thinks, "Man, that's further than I can stretch." So little nut brown hair comes up with all these ideas that he thinks he can outdo big nut brown hair. So finally, at the very end, little nut brown hair says, "I love you all the way to the moon." And big nut brown hair tucks him into bed, and little nut brown hair falls asleep. And then big nut brown hair says, "I love you to the moon and back." And that tells me that big nut brown hair was probably a dad, because, you know, mom would have said, "Oh, what a smart little child, oh, that's so wonderful," but the dad had to get one up, you know. So anyway, so Gareth, being a really smart kid, you know, we used to just sort of pretend that at night, and we'd say goodnight at bed and stuff, and so he just cut right to the chase one night, and he said, "Mom, I love you all the way to Pluto and back." And you know, Pluto is the furthest one from the sun. So that's where this song came from, and it's called "Furthest One from the Sun." And there's Pluto right there, just by the magic of show business. Pluto. Drifting in my own abyss, I didn't know what I had missed. Void of any atmosphere, I was lost, my path unclear. A Pluto like this dark and cold, nothing to cling to or hang to hold. All my faith had come undone, I was the furthest one, furthest from the sun. Wandering through outer space, I couldn't find a peaceful place. Void of any atmosphere, I was lost, my path unclear. True to life, this dark and cold, nothing to cling to or hand to hold. The transformation had begun, I was the furthest one, furthest from the sun.
Help me find a way in my eyes and in my heart. See Longer will I be branded. No, no, no.